We made it. It's Friday, April 5th. Here's what we're working on today. Ahead of Monday's solar eclipse, we're going to see how Niagara Falls is preparing.
The city of Hamilton will resume collecting pre-authorized payment plans on property taxes.
And another streaming service cracking down on password sharing. Okay, you made it all week.
Barely.
Good for you. Good for you.
Barely? Oh, no, it was a long haul.
Yeah. Let's just say I'm happy Tim's coming back on Monday morning.
Okay. All right. We were happy to have you all week.
Nice
it's been lots
you.
Of fun.
Yeah. It's
yes.
Been fun. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Lots of fun on the roads this morning,
well,
Brian.
You
okay.
know,
I had to clear off snow and ice
what is that?
From my windshield this morning.
Did you actually get out of your car and scrape?
I did.
I wasn't going to do that.
Because I tried that, and it's like, no, this isn't going to work.
I just held the wiper spray on for like a good 10
okay.
seconds.
Try to do it the easy way. All right. Yeah, it's one of those scenarios where you get to this time of the year, and you're hoping for spring, mm-hmm. but winter still just goes, no, I'm not going to let you go. yeah, so we still have some flurry activity this morning, and you might have to do some scraping. That's right. And be careful walking because we've had some light, and we're still getting some light mm-hmm. snow flurry activity right now. The temperature is in the minus column, -1, but still that's seasonal for this time of year. So as far as an overnight low is concerned, but at least today the temperature will be a bit better. Yesterday we got to 4. Today we should hit 6. We'll see a little bit of sunshine, but there's that chance of some flurries this morning and then some showers as the morning goes on once the temperature starts to warm up. So, and it will be a better weekend. Yay. Okay, we'll look forward to that. All right, 6:02 is the time. Checking traffic this morning. We've got nothing to do, nothing going on. We had an earlier collision around Centennial Parkway, but that is now gone, so things are moving there. Of course, being Friday, usually a little bit lighter volume, 403 Waterdown Road. Nothing to see right there. Generally, that's how it looks this morning. So we'll look at weather and traffic coming up. Just a few minutes for you. Right now, the news.
Thanks very much, Brian. Well, Hamilton police are looking for two people after a daylight drive-by shooting in downtown Stoney Creek. Police say multiple gunshots were fired at a man and woman, both in their 50s, just before 10 yesterday morning at the intersection of King Street East and Mountain Avenue. No one was hurt. Police say the 50-year-old man was the intended target. They say two suspects, a driver and a passenger in a four-door gray or silver Honda pickup, pulled up on the man. Then the person in the passenger seat shot a gun from within the vehicle before the vehicle drove off.
A man charged in an Ontario cold case from the 90s has been granted bail. Richard Neal was arrested on March 3rd and charged in a series of sexual assaults on children in the 1990s in Oakville, Brampton, and Kitchener. The 64-year-old is charged with 20 counts, including kidnapping, sexual assault with a weapon, and making child pornography. Last week, police released these two pictures of Neal, a recent photo and one from 1996, and said investigators suspect there may be even more victims. Yesterday, the court justice agreed to allow Neal to live with family members in BC while wearing an electric monitoring device.
A man who live-streamed a transphobic, hate-filled rant on a Hamilton bus has been sentenced to over 7 months in prison. In her sentence, the judge said Christopher Pertula's actions last summer and since show prejudice, bias, and hate. Pertula was the man who filmed himself harassing a family on an HSR bus in 2022. Judge Amanda Camara sentenced him to 180 days for assault and 45 days for failing to comply with release orders. After spending about 90 days in jail prior to the trial, Pertula still needs to serve another 133 days. He also faces 2 years of probation and a 10-year weapon ban. The only time he spoke in court yesterday was to say that he understood the terms of his probation.
An incident at a chemical plant in Burlington yesterday sent one person to hospital. Halton police say the worker is in serious condition. The initial call came to police around noon from the Control Chem water treatment supplier on Harvest Road for a chemical spill inside the business. The Ministry of Labor is investigating the incident. Police closed Harvester Road from Walker's Line to Appleby yesterday afternoon, but it has since reopened. No word yet on what chemical was spilled.
More services at the city of Hamilton are resuming after the cyber attack in February, so the city is going to start collecting property taxes again from about 68,000 property owners on pre-authorized payment plans. Since the cybersecurity failure on February 25th, payment withdrawals have been temporarily suspended. The city is in the process now of notifying those who will be affected. Monthly payments are set to resume on April the 15th. For more information on the payment dates, we've got them on our website, chch.com.
We're just days away until the total solar eclipse, and Niagara is preparing to welcome as many as a million people to witness this once-in-a-lifetime event. Simone Gavros joins us live from Table Rock in Niagara Falls with more on the lead-up to the big event. Simone?
Hi, Adam. I'm here at Table Rock. As you can see, it is snowing right now. So hopefully on Monday, we're hoping to have better weather so that we can experience this total eclipse here in Niagara Falls. The streets here are going to be filled with people. And you can see over here that the stage is already getting ready to be set up in preparation for this big day. Now, as we know, Niagara Falls is no stranger to big events. And Mayor Diodati says that they have been preparing for months.
Events we host every year is New Year's Eve, where we have the big Canadian show, which is big. Then we had Nick Willenda, which was bigger again. And that seemed like it prepared us for this. So yes, it's much bigger, but we're going to use the same skill set. We've got parking management plans. We've got communications plans with cellular towers. We're working with all levels of police, ambulance, fire, all levels of government. I mean, it's all hands on deck. And we really have got a real comprehensive plan to make sure that we've prepared for everything. Of course, we prepare for the worst, but we hope for the best.
Now, Mayor Diodati says that they can expect to see about a million people here, but that's all dependent on the weather. And because of all these people expected, Metrolinx is adding more GO Transit services to accommodate. So on Monday, there will be two extra trips added to the Lakeshore West Line from Union to Niagara Falls. Trains are going to be leaving from Union at 9:02, 10:02, and 11:02 to get people here in time to see the eclipse. In order to prepare for the large crowds, some Niagara Falls streets are going to be shut down starting at 11 a.m. on Monday. Now, here's a look at that map. This is from both Niagara Regional Police and Niagara Parks Police. Niagara River Parkway is going to be closed from Morrison Street to Fraser Hill, and stretches of Morrison, McRae, and North and Murray Streets are also closed, as well as Portage Road. Now, officials are reminding people to pack their patience when they come. Be sure that they leave early to make sure that they can avoid the traffic and the large crowds. And be sure to bring your ISO glasses to make sure that you can protect your eyes when looking at this total solar eclipse. But for now, Annette, I'll send things over to you.
Okay, and Monday morning on Morning Live, we'll have a special show. We'll have the latest on traffic, crowds, and of course the forecast. We'll keep you prepared with live updates. And then later on in the day, you can join CHCH for our total eclipse coverage. It's our live special at 3 on Monday afternoon. Something else is happening on Monday, and that's the Jays home opener. And they'll be playing in a newly renovated home. Fans seated in the lower bowl can expect more leg room and cup holders. We got a sneak peek yesterday. The latest renovation is part of the transition of Rogers Center from a multi-purpose stadium to a ballpark-first venue. The improvements to the 35-year-old stadium forced the Blue Jays to start this season with a 10-game road trip, so the finishing touches could be applied. Jays have their home opener Monday night against Seattle.
And taking a look at sports, the Brantford Bulldogs are on the brink of elimination after a heartbreaking overtime loss to the Ottawa 67s last night. While it wasn't the outcome they wanted, the Dogs sure showed a lot of heart in this one.
With Cole Brown, O'Brien, and Van Acker moving in, scores! And then he runs over Colin McKenzie.
The Bulldogs got off to a good start in this one, though. Merrick Vanacker stealing the puck and breaking in alone, beating McKenzie and then bowling him over. Brantford up 1-0 after one, jumped to the second, and the Bulldogs add to their lead. On a goal the Ottawa tender definitely wants back, Adrian Rebello just floats it at the net, and Colin McKenzie catches it and then drops it in his own net. Whew. Brantford now up 2 as time winds down in the second. With the Dogs up 3-1, they get sloppy in their own end, and Ottawa makes them pay. Samuel Maye with a shot from the point, and it gets through Mateo Drobak. That's Maye's second of the game, and gets Ottawa within 1 and gives them some momentum going into the break. Ottawa would score 3 unanswered goals in the third to take a 5-3 lead and totally flip the script on Brantford. But these Dogs, they have some bite after Zachary Lavoie gets them within 1. Less than a minute to play and their net empty. Nick Lardis gives them some life, tying this one up with a wrister from the right circle. This was a game. But midway through the first overtime, Ottawa defenseman Samuel Maye completes the hat trick and sends the Bulldogs back to Brantford with their tails between their legs. The Dogs are now down 3-1 in the series. Game 5 back at the Civic Center. Puck drop for that one is at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Tampa Bay Lightning scored a touchdown against the Montreal Canadiens, winning 7-4, officially knocking the Habs out of the playoff contention, and more importantly, sneaking to only 2 points behind the Leafs in the East. Florida Panthers embarrassed the Ottawa Senators 6-0 last night, while also moving 6 points up on the Leafs for the second spot in the Atlantic Division. And former Leaf Michael Bunting scored his 17th of the season as the Penguins continue to march toward a playoff spot with a 4-1 win over the Caps. The Penguins now sit 2 points back of the final wild card spot. Let's check out a little Women's World Cup of Hockey action. Canada versus Finland already up 1-0 in the second when Burlington's Emma Malte scores to give the Canadians a 2-0 lead. Canada would add 2 more to take this one 4-1. Ella Shelton finished the game with a goal and 2 helpers. Next up are the Swiss this afternoon. Pucked up for that one at 3. We've been talking about Caitlin Clark all week because, 1, she's amazing, and 2, she deserves it. And she's back in action today, vying for a spot in the national championship game. But this next video isn't about basketball. It's about art. One dental student is showing his support in a different way. Brian Deng created a mosaic of the superstar out of Rubik's Cubes. He planned out a pixelated image, and then 720 Rubik's Cubes later, his masterpiece was complete. Today, Iowa plays UConn, and NC State plays South Carolina. The winners of those games will compete for the national championship on Sunday. That's pretty cool. Still with basketball, the Raptors had a much-needed night off after dropping 15 straight games. So we'll check out Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, who went off last night against Fred VanVleet and the Houston Rockets. Curry and Klay Thompson both drained 29 points, combined for 9 triples as Golden State hammered the Rockets 133-110. And it was a back-and-forth game in Miami as the Heat hosted Kyle Lowry and the 76ers. Philly blew 2 big leads in this one, but still managed to get it together enough to pull off a 109-105 win. A little trivia for you. The 76ers, that name comes from the year 1776, the year the U.S. Declaration of Independence was signed in Philadelphia. You're welcome for that little tidbit. In La La Land, it came down to the buzzer as big man Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets, who were fighting for the first place in the West, just missed a chance to win the game against the Clippers. As time expired, they lose 102-100 and sit a game and a half or a half game back of the Timberwolves for first in the West.
Okay, 6:13 already, but it is Friday and we can handle that. What we don't really want to handle is the snow flurry activity we're getting right now. Yeah, but we are, so be careful on the roads. You might have to do some scraping if your car's been outside. Looking at the 403 in Waterdown Road, once again, that is our exclusive camera. We're doing fine there, so not a lot to see, and there's no shake on the camera, so there's nothing going on as far as wind is concerned, which is good news this morning. All right, let's go to the temperature that we have at the moment. We're having problems with MTO traffic cameras. So let's go to our temperature. Temperature right now, -1. We're in the minus column, but that is a seasonal overnight low now for this time of year, -1 to 0, depending on where you are in the horseshoe. We have a light northwesterly breeze, but we do have that flurry activity. The wind chill this morning is -4, so it's a chilly start. It's going to be a mostly cloudy day. We'll get some mixing, some flurries this morning, some showers later on, but a 6-degree high, which is better than yesterday. There's the snow flurry activity that we've been getting throughout the past 6 hours. The reason for all of that, we still have that low pressure system way off towards the the east, and it's giving us that northerly flow, so pulling in some snow flurry activity and some chillier temperatures. Today's temperatures, well, at least they'll be better than yesterday. A 6-degree high for most of the horseshoe today, mainly cloudy, so we could see a bit of sunshine. But there's that mixing. Tonight won't be quite as cold. +1 to +2, 0 in some areas. But yeah, still chance of showers, particularly in the evening. We could get some clearing toward tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, sun, clouds, and temperatures about seasonal, about 9 degrees for the horseshoe tomorrow. If you're right down by the water, it'll be a little bit cooler, of course. But out the door on this fifth morning of April, we are looking at a mainly cloudy sky, some light snow. Temperature right now, -1, wind chill. -4. Long range coming up. Annette, Adam.
Okay, you know who's not loving this? Emily Vukovic. Came in shivering this morning.
This girl, honestly. And I'm like, I put away all my winter jackets. I know, I should know better. I know, Brian. I know. And I'm like, in my car, but I started my car for 10 minutes before I got in it.
I didn't feel like this morning was as cold as some of the other mornings because I thought the wind made it chillier, say, on Wednesday than it did today. That's just my opinion.
But. It was just seeing that ice.
I'm just sad.
Ice and snow.
Just not sad. A good look first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up in Chit Chat, Disney. They are cracking down on password sharing for Disney Plus. Yet, on the flip side, they are making a $60 million expansion to one of the parks. And do you guys watch Ozark? Did you watch
Love
Ozark?
Love Ozark.
So you remember Ruth Langmore?
Yep.
Well, the actress that played Ruth has a fantastic new role we'll talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, coming up at the break, Ford is pumping the brakes on EV production, and that's going to mean a big impact at the Oakville plant. 6:18 on your Friday morning. Canadian dollar down 6 basis points to 73.79 cents U.S. Gold is down $1.20. Crude oil is down 16 cents to $86.43 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets are down across the board in London with big losses in Frankfurt and Paris.
Over in Asia, markets are down in Tokyo and Hong Kong, but still closed in Shanghai today. And in North American markets, the TSX fell 61 points, the Dow lost 530, the NASDAQ is down 228.
Production of electric vehicles at the Ford plant in Oakville is being pushed back 2 years. Work to switch the plant over to full EV production was supposed to be finished next year, but now the U.S. parent company is extending that transition to 2027. Ford's president in Michigan says the extra time is going to allow the consumer market to further develop. The head of Unifor, which represents Ford Canada workers, says they worked out an agreement to support workers during a transition of less than a year. Now they want that extended for the whole shutdown.
Us right now, the big task is making sure that A, our members are protected during this extended transition period, and B, that we're, you know, meeting with the company to discuss how we lessen and mitigate this impact.
And the union local says Ford workers need changes in employment insurance to support them during the shutdown.
Alberta's appeal court has dismissed a lawsuit from a coal company alleging expropriation over government policies to phase out coal power. Altius Royalty was asking for $190 million in compensation, arguing that the regulations and agreements that end coal-fired power gave governments the benefit of lower health care and environmental costs. And since those benefits can be assigned a dollar figure, the company said they should be paid. But the judges ruled those benefits are owed to the public, not the state.
New study looking at the first couple of years of Ontario's legalized online gambling market finds most players are using regulated sites, but the unregulated market is still pretty sizable. The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario says 20% of online gamblers use a combination of regulated and unregulated sites. The province set up iGaming Ontario in April of 2022. Ontario's most recent budget predicts that the province is going to see revenues of $174 million. From this by the end of the year. Casino games like slots and bingo are the largest segment by far with about 82% of the wagers.
And taking a break right now, Brian will be back with traffic and your 7-day forecast, including what Monday will look like. A lot of eyes on Monday. Stay tuned.
6:24 is the time, and it's the fifth morning of April, but more importantly, it's Friday, and we've got a pretty nice weekend coming up. Let's talk about, first of all, what we have at the moment. -1 in Hamilton, wind chill of -4, and yes, we do have some light snow, so winter is still hanging on here this morning. 0 Grimsby in Mississauga, +1 for Toronto. If we talk seasonals now, 9 for a seasonal daytime high, so be shy of that for the day today, and 0 for Hamilton for the overnight low. Those are our sun times records for today, and yeah, there's a chance of some flurries this morning. If you're heading into school today, there's that chance of flurry activity this morning, and a +1 temperature, and then coming home later, 6 is the forecast high, and there's still a chance of a shower. Now, we could see a little bit of sun for the day today, but there's that 6-degree high. 2 for tonight. Tomorrow, 9, better day, sun clouds, 10 on Sunday. Look at the eclipse on Monday. Sunny and 13, so a little bit of cloud cover, but still some sunshine. Mild for Tuesday, then temperatures come down a little bit, but still stay above seasonal. That's your forecast. Annette, Adam.
Thank you very much, Brian. A mascot from the Maritimes is making a move to Fort Erie for his mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We love him and he's been getting lots of attention, but we have begun to see changes in behavior. And I think maybe he's maturing and he's longing for something that we can't quite provide.
She's talking about Merlin the Macaw. He's 22. He's been the mascot of the Maritime Museum in Halifax since 2006. But his handler, who we just heard from there, says he started to get stressed out in 2020 when people stopped visiting because of the pandemic shutdowns. That stress apparently hasn't let up, and Merlin started to break off feathers and show other destructive behavior. After consulting with a vet, it was decided that Merlin is going to fly the coop in Halifax on April 15th, and he's going to join a flock of macaws at Safari Niagara in Fort Erie. His handler says that there is an unmated parrot there she'd like him to meet. She hopes they form a special bond. Macaws can live up to 60, and they are a monogamous species.
Little love, little macaw love.
We're going to have to be there in Fort Erie on the 15th.
Is that like eHarmony for macaws?
I don't know.
A little Tinder?
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of that. Stay with us. More come after the break.